Mai reira e te whānau, welcome back to a new Māori Millennial Podcast episode. Ko te kahukura Boynton tōku ingoa, huri tēnei no Ngāti Kahungunu ngai tūhoe te whakapōhia hoki. This is the Māori Millennial Podcast where we talk all about pūtea, we talk about entrepreneurship, we talk about mindset, we talk about all of the things that are going to help me to one day become a Māori millionaire. But not only me, I'm bringing thousands along this journey with me because I just think, like back when I was a kid, I used to look at financial content and I just thought, cool, but you don't look like me, you don't know anything about me, you don't know my journey, you don't know my story or anything like that, and it looks like you haven't walked a single day in a life like my own. And so I wanted to create a platform to inspire our rangatahi, whānau Māori, whānau Pacifica, because I think when we can see a Māori face, when we can see a Pacifica face, and we're like, she looks similar, she looks like me, she could be one of the cousins. And if she's talking about, you know, investing, she's talking about entrepreneurship, then that means that I can do it too. So that's why I started the business. And I'm just so excited to have you here today listening to my kōrero because I absolutely love talking. I love yapping. And today we're going to be having a little bit of a yap about Money Month and some of the different lessons that I've been sharing on social media. So if you don't follow me on social media, on TikTok, on Instagram, or all of those things, you won't know that, aroha mai. You won't know that I've been sharing daily tips and tricks that are helping me to one day become a Māori millionaire. So today what I wanted to do was I was just going to share the first 7 of those tips, but I'm going to go into a bit more detail than I was obviously in the little TikTok because they're only like half a minute long. So we've got 7 different tips here that I wanted to share with you all because I think these are really relevant for like almost any different type of person. And I wish I heard these, you know, 5 years ago. I wish someone told me these things. And yeah, I just really, really want to help because I think it's so hard being Māori in this space when we can't see anyone, you know, talking about money, talking about it in a good way, because we're all talking about money, but it's not always a good way. And so I just want to be that for you today. And I hope that you can learn something and I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, please send me a message or share it on your story and tag me. I absolutely love it when you do that because it just pushes our podcast out to more people. And the more people that we can have listening to these episodes, the more people that I can help. And that would just make me so happy. So if you can share it, I would really love for you to do that. Tag me, send me a message. If there's any nuggets of wisdom that you found throughout this, I would love to hear from you. All right, let's get into it. So my first, most important step of this all is about gratitude. And everyone's like, why are you talking about this when, like, you know, you talk about money? What does gratitude have to do with anything? And it's like, it has everything to do with it. Because I remember back when I was, you know, really broke and I was struggling with my money and I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if I was going to make it through this section of my life. I didn't know if things would get better eventually. And one thing that I wish someone told me was, girl, you have it a lot better than some people do. Yes, you may feel like, you know, you're down in the dumps and everything is terrible and everything sucks and you're struggling to pay your rent and you're struggling with this and you're struggling with that. But at the end of the day, like, you don't have war going on. And I'm not saying that war is the only bad thing in life. I'm saying that there is so much that I could have been grateful for that I wasn't grateful for. And I focused on all the negative things in my life. I focused on all of the lack. I focused on all of the scarcity instead of focusing on the good things that I had, on the abundance, on our ngahere and how abundant our ngahere are, on all of the beautiful things in my journey. And it's not until really only this year, recently, kind of that I've really understood the significance of gratitude and how really important it is to be grateful for every single step of this journey. Because if you're working towards more in life, but you aren't grateful for what you already have, how does getting any more of it going to help you? Like if you're on, say, I don't know, 50k a year, and you're wanting to work to get to 200k, but on 50k a year, you're ungrateful, you don't appreciate anything that you have, you're always complaining about the car that you drive, about the job that you work, about all of these things, what is having more money going to do? You're still going to be the same ungrateful person. And so gratitude will change your life, because when you can look at everything and go, I am so grateful I have this. I'm so grateful that I have kai to eat. I'm so grateful that I made money, even if it's not the amount of money that you're wanting to have. It doesn't matter, because you should be grateful. And so when people used to say this to me when I was struggling, I was like, there's nothing good in my life. Like, why would I be grateful? And I think those are the times when it's even more necessary. So when you can be grateful for things, it will change your life. And I just want to encourage everyone listening into this today to identify five things that you're grateful for every single morning, every single time you hop in your car, every single time you get home from work, every single time you go to sleep. Like, just identify things that you're grateful for, because it will honestly change your life so much. It's changed my life. Just being able to be grateful for every single thing, it moves like wonders, like honestly. So be grateful for every single thing. And if you're wondering what to be grateful for, because I genuinely used to think this, I was like, what am I supposed to be grateful for? Think about anything in your life that you would hate to lose, something that would suck to lose. That is what you should be grateful for. So practice your gratitudes as often as you can, multiple times throughout the day. Create habits about it. Like every time you go to the toilet, think about three things you're grateful for. Whatever it is, create habits and systems to be grateful. Okay, number two, my second tip for Money Month is to work on your routines and the systems that you use in your life. Because when chaos is happening, when things are hard, you fall back on the systems, on the habits that you have. And so if you've got really good habits, for example, one of my really, like probably the really good habit that I have right now is first thing in the morning, every morning I go to the gym. So I do my morning self-development, like my morning journaling and all of that kind of stuff before I go to the gym. But every morning I go to the gym. Some mornings, you know, when the body isn't feeling good, I won't go and I'll go on a walk instead. But every morning I do my morning journaling. I do my intentions for the day. I practice gratitude. I say my affirmations. I look at the maramataka. I see what phase we are in, and I use this to learn, to grow, to develop. I listen to some positive stuff. So I'll normally listen to like money affirmations, or I will listen to a positive podcast, a manifesting podcast, anything like this. And then I will move my body. So it doesn't matter what you do. Like, I don't care if you don't think that that's going to help you. That's kei te pai. But whatever it is, find a routine that you can do every single day for the rest of your life that is going to help you in some way. So for me, but you know, back when I wasn't exercising, exercise was the biggest thing that was going to create impact in my life. And I want you to focus on, you know, what's one thing that's going to really help you in your life today. It could be that you don't know much about money, and so you need to learn. And so maybe it's that every single morning you read 5 pages of a money book. Maybe it's that every single morning you're really ungrateful. That was like me. And so maybe you need to identify five things you're grateful for every morning. Find something you can do every single day, and put that in your routine. And not just the morning routines, your night routines are important also, because those are what, you know, close you off from the day, allow you to release, allow you to prepare for the following day. That's really going to help. So I really want to emphasize your routines and how important those are in this journey of seeking wealth and growing and developing. Your routines are so important. All right, number three is money management. This is something that I have had a growing journey of over the past few years, because it's not something that, you know, you're taught at school that, you know, you should be tracking this or you should do this or whatever. Nobody tells you. And so I've had to figure things out along my way, and I'm definitely not perfect. I'm still learning and I'm still growing and I'm still developing all of these things. That's one thing that I want, you know, everyone to understand, is like, I am not perfect in any shape or form. I am on this journey and I'm developing and I'm growing and I'm trying to share the lessons as I do go. So one of those is money management. What you measure gets managed. So if you are consistently every week checking in on your finances and going, okay, I spent money on X, Y, and Z, and then going, okay, how did those things make me feel? How did that impact my life? And then you're able to reflect on those decisions. And then the next week, you're like, actually, last week I reflected and I found that KFC wasn't an investment in myself. KFC didn't make me feel better. KFC made me feel lousy. It made me feel, you know, maybe the next day I had a breakout on my face, whatever it is. Then the next week, when you're thinking, oh, I might have takeaways for dinner, you're able to go, actually, I remember last week I reflected on this and I went, actually, KFC was not an investment in me. KFC didn't help me progress. KFC didn't blah, blah, blah. And so actually, no, I'm not going to spend my money on that. So the whole thing about money management is that the more you do things, it's not a problem of like, oh, you did this wrong and you need to stop doing that. It's more like, okay, I made a decision. How has that decision helped me? Has it helped me? And if it hasn't, learning from that and taking it as a lesson. Because I think what a lot of people do is we live in this land where we kind of just, we do, and we don't reflect. We don't reflect on what we have done and what areas we could improve on. And I think reflection is so key. With money management, the most important thing, I think, is finding a system that works for you. So, for example, if you're very busy, maybe doing something, every single day for half an hour isn't going to work for you. Maybe you only have 5 minutes that you can dedicate to this. So what can you do in 5 minutes that's really going to help you? So in 5 minutes, if I only had 5 minutes a day, the one thing I would, I'm trying to decide which one would be like my top priority. I would probably say my money diary. So your money diary is, you know how they have like food diaries for, you know, you're going to track what you eat. Your money diary is tracking where you're spending money. So what you would do is every single time you spend money, you write it down, you write how much you spent, and then you ask yourself how it made you feel. And then you would have another question, and it would be, is this an investment in myself or in my business? And then you would answer yes or no. And then at the end of the week, you can go through and see how many yeses you got and how many no's you got. And on those no's, you want to reflect and go, okay, why was it not? Maybe I don't want to spend money on this. Maybe I don't want to continue to spend money on this. And then you're going to use this as a lesson. You're going to use it as a learning. So when it comes to money management, you want to set systems up that work for you and that you're able to consistently do. Maybe it's that every single Sunday you spend 1 hour going through your spendings and you do that all on Sunday. Maybe it's that every Sunday you go through and do your habit tracker and see. So habit trackers I would do every day, but then at the end of the week, maybe go through and see, okay, I spent money on things I said I wasn't going to on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What am I going to do next week to stop me from doing that? One of the biggest ones is food, I think. So many of us spend so much money on takeaways, on just fast food, because we're not organized. And those go back to our routines. At, my second tip, routines. If you know that you're going to need food to eat on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday when you're at work, then maybe food prepping is going to help. Maybe creating a plan for your food is going to help, instead of like kind of trying to treat all the symptoms of everything, instead of going to the problem. The problem is you don't have cooked, ready, healthy meals prepared for you for mahi. And that's why when you go to work, you end up going to the chicken and chip shop or whatever it is. I'm talking about myself. When I used to, work a job, I would like, at some points I was so unorganized that I wouldn't meal prep my food. And then every single time it was lunchtime, I would walk down to the chicken and chip shop. And it's like, okay, that happened because I didn't prepare. I didn't have anything ready for me to take to mahi. So just looking back and reflecting, I think, is important. So with money management, I would really encourage you to get those Excel spreadsheets out if that's what works for you. If it's not, then don't do that. Some people don't like all the Excel spreadsheets and all the numbers and things. And so maybe you're the person who needs to do it by paper. Maybe you just need a Word doc. Do what works for you, because every single person is different. There's no point in forcing yourself to use a system that isn't going to work for you. All right, number four, my fourth tip is around networking. You are who you surround yourself by. And I know I say this all the time, and people probably think like, yeah, but how am I supposed to meet these new people? How am I supposed to expand my circle if I know my certain group of friends? I don't know anyone outside of that, because those were the exact thoughts that I used to think. I used to think, how am I supposed to meet these cool people that I want to become like? And that is why social media is so, so cool, because you're able to connect with people who you don't know in your real life, and you can build relationships with those people. And that's what I did at the beginning of my journey. If you have not already downloaded LinkedIn, why not? LinkedIn is the best place to network with people who aren't in your circle. So one thing that I first started doing when I first started on LinkedIn was I just tried to post every day. I tried to post something, whether it was a valuable piece of content, like I'm teaching people maybe about the lessons I've learned to my business, learning about the mistakes I've made within my business, whether it is a success I've had, a journey I've gone through, whatever it is, I just decided to share. I decided to be vulnerable. And you can go check those out on LinkedIn if you want to. Connect with me and then post something and connect with other people. Connect with people who you want to learn from. Connect with people who you want to be like. Connect with the industries you want to work in. Whatever it is, your connections are going to help you to get there. And I learned this back when I was a kid. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And I learned that through the children who were able to get jobs because their parents were friends with the business owners. So kids who maybe their parent was like friends with a bakery owner, and so they were easily able to get a job at the bakery. or whether it was, yeah, just anything like that, really. Like the people who get opportunities, yes, there is an element of if you have the experience, if you have, you know, all of those things, you've got a great CV, you're going to get in there. But if you know the person hiring, you're also, you know, more likely to get in there. And that's not to say the whole world works off of nepotism, but I think in many ways, your network will get you into rooms that you didn't even know existed. And I know this because it's happened for me just by nature of meeting someone, building a relationship with them, and then them going, hey, like, you know, you said that you wanted to do X, Y, and Z. Oh, I know the person who runs that. Like, come to this thing. And it's like, wow, you know, something I thought was so difficult, so far-fetched, is just in your context. You know, like, so your network is going to help you grow. It's going to help you to achieve the things you want to achieve. So I'd really encourage you to build your network and focus on your network. If you're not into LinkedIn and you're not into connecting online, go to in-person networking events. So if you just search like business networking events in my neighborhood, and, you know, put your city, there will be some that come up. There aren't many, well, in my experience, I haven't seen many like Māori business networking events. There have been some that I've been to, but it is quite hard in my experience to find those. If anyone knows of any, send them through. But yeah, networking is cool, and not just with the people you grew up around, not just with people in your circle. So, you know, I talk a lot about Māori and Pacifica. I think I love our people, but you know, we don't have to limit ourselves. We can go to normal, not saying that we're not normal as Māori and Pacifica, but going to, you know, networking events with all different races and people and industries and all of these things. We don't have to box ourselves in to only go to Māori and Pacifica events. Like, go to them all, because you're going to learn something, you're going to meet people, have an open mind. And that's something that I really want to encourage everyone is, if you've experienced, you know, trauma with a group of people, for example, for me, growing up, I had a lot of negative experiences with Pākehā. And so it was quite hard for me to go into Pākehā spaces because I would get scared. I was like, oh no, you know, the same thing's going to happen. And one thing that I really want to encourage us to do is to be critical about our own thinking and just go, like, just because it has happened before does not mean that it's going to happen again. Because as soon as I was able to release myself of the belief that because growing up, the interactions I had with Mini Pākehā weren't positive, I seemed to believe that that was going to be my future. As soon as I released myself of that, I actually started to meet so many beautiful, lovely Pākehā who, yeah, were just genuinely good people. And I think the people who aren't like Māori or Pacifica listening to this are going to think I'm being so racist, but I actually don't mind because I'm speaking from the heart. And I think it's so important that we actually say these things because people don't talk about it. So yes, we can have negative experiences with a group of people. That does not mean that that is the whole group of people. That is just the certain ones that I've met in my past. That is not representative of the whole group. So that's something I would say on networking. And I just really want to encourage you to get yourself out of your comfort zone. Go into spaces you don't feel normal. Go into spaces where you're feeling uncomfortable, because that is where growth happens. Growth does not happen in comfort. You have to get yourself out of your comfortable situation and grow, like grow. So number 5 on my list is about discipline over motivation. So I don't know how many times I've said this, but discipline is what we need to rely on, because motivation comes and goes. And the thing about this is that if we rely on our feelings to dictate our actions, we're basically not going to get anywhere. I remember when I first started doing my, like, I used to document my millionaire morning routine every single morning. And I haven't done that in a while, but I might actually do that soon. But I remember one morning I said, I just really didn't feel like doing blah, blah, blah. And so I didn't. And this person commented on it and he said, you know, relying on your feelings is so unreliable because your feelings go up and they go down all of the time. And I was like, wow, you're actually so right. You can't rely on your feelings because they go like roller coasters. But what we can rely on is discipline. This is not to say that if you are genuinely not feeling good, like maybe you're sick, take a break, take a rest, recharge. I'm not talking to you if that is what you're going through. But it's about going, like choosing the hard option because you know that's going to make you stronger. And I was just listening to something today that said that life is not easy. Life is not hard. Sorry. Life is not easy. It is hard and it is a struggle and it is difficult. But if you choose to go through that struggle, that challenge, and you use it as an opportunity to learn and to grow, you're going to be better off by the end of it. So I would encourage you to choose the hard option, choose discipline. When it is hard, that is the best time to grow your discipline because the more you do hard things, the easier they become. So that's my little tip on discipline. And I think if you're struggling with discipline, write a list of all the things you are potentially going to lose by not being disciplined. For example, if it's that you set a goal that you're going to lose blah, blah, blah amount of weight and you're struggling with discipline to get to the gym, then that is what you are risking. That is what you are paying for by maybe having a sleep in. If it's every morning that you're sleeping in, it's like you actually set the intention to go, then that's what you're, that's the cost of that. That by you having an extra half an hour in bed instead of going, that's the cost of it. It could be in business that you really want to get your business off the ground and you really want to start it, but you're tired from work. I get that because I started my business when I worked and I studied. You have to ask yourself, okay, so is tired more important? Like is being tired and having a rest? And it's so hard talking about these things because I do not want anyone to get the wrong message that I'm saying don't look after yourself, because I think that if you don't look after yourself, you're not going to be able to achieve anything because you're going to be sick. There's a key balance here and like going, okay, I actually am maybe feeling a little bit low energy, so I'm going to do a bit and I'm going to stay consistent. And that's what I used to do. I used to just make a consistent habit of doing it every day. Didn't matter if it was 5 minutes or if it was 2 hours because energy levels, you know, raised, but being consistent really helped me. Everyone's going to be different on that journey, but discipline is really going to get you to that next level. Number 6 on my list is about business or entrepreneurship or creating another income stream. So most people rely on one income stream, and that is their 9-to-5 job, which puts you in basically risk. If you lose your job or if anything happens, you've only got one income stream to rely on. By building different income streams, we can have a diversified pool of money that is coming in. And so one way that you might be able to do this is through business or through entrepreneurship, which is what I did when I was at uni. I started my own business. Starting a business changed my life in ways I never could have predicted. And I'm someone who, you know, I don't have business owners in my whānau. Like I didn't know anyone who had done business and who had succeeded at business. Like I had known of people, but not in my close circle. And so it was a bit scary. It was like, oh, what if this fails? What if this doesn't work out? But I headed for that anyways. I was like, actually, even if it didn't work out, I'm going to learn so many lessons. And there's no such thing as failure. It's either I win or I learn. And I want you to understand that with all of these tips, like it's I win or I learn. You never fail. You only fail if you give up. So business is a cool way to increase your income if you're able to get those systems and those foundations right. And I don't want to give you a false idea of what this is like. Business is hard. Business is difficult. There's a lot of long hours if you're just getting started. The first 8 months of my business, I made no money, but I was putting 20 hours of work into it every week. There are going to be challenges. And that's not to say that my journey is going to be the same as yours, because I took that long to make money because I didn't know what I was doing. If you were to hire a coach, or if you were to invest in yourself, you might be able to see results quicker. What I want to say is that business is hard, but business has so many benefits. And honestly, I think that everything that I've gone through in business, the hard times, the long nights, the stress, the worry, the all of the hard things, which there have been many, many challenges, like so many, and like some of them I just can't even talk about online because it's just like I can't. But business has so many struggles, but I honestly, hand on heart, would say that it's still worth it. So yeah, business is so cool. I love it. I genuinely think that it's the coolest thing that I've ever done in my life. And the thing I love most about business is that I'm consistently working on myself. I'm consistently investing in myself, but there is not a moment that it does not pay off for me. So what I mean by that is when you work a job, you might be like reading all of these books about how to become better at your job. You might be studying how you can become faster, how you can do all of these things. And who gets the rewards of that? Your boss. Your boss gets to make more money. Your boss gets to increase their pay. And maybe you'll get like a little pay rise. Maybe you get 5K this year. It's like, but your boss actually gets 50K for the progress you've made. just making numbers up here, but with business, I grow, I improve, I make more money. Like, that's so cool to me, don't you think? We're on to number 7 of our Money Month tips and tricks. And number 7 is about self-talk. So the way that you talk to yourself is so important. And I wish more people knew about this, because back when I was broke, this is how I talked to myself. Oh, Tikaokura, you're so lame. You suck. You suck at managing your money. You're so poor. You blah, blah, blah. You can't afford to do that. You always make mistakes. You never succeed at whatever you do. And the thing is that is what I told myself. That is what I believed. And that was the result of my life. I was struggling with my money. I couldn't achieve blah, 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 because that's what I told myself and that's what I believed. And therefore, that is what my actions did. Instead, now I say things to myself like, how can I afford this? What are all the blessings in my life? How, oh my gosh, I've improved so much. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you, Tikahukura. Like, I talk to myself in such a lovely, beautiful way now, and my life has improved because of that, because I talk to myself in a kind way, and my standards are so high that, like, if I can't even meet them, it's like no one else is going to. So I need to. And one thing that I would encourage you all to do is write a list out of your standards. What are your standards? How do you talk to yourself? What are the things that are okay to tell yourself and that are not okay to tell yourself? For example, I don't judge myself for making mistakes. I look at those and I go, hey, it's okay. We all make mistakes. As long as you learn from them, you're gonna improve. So how we talk to ourselves is so important. And I just really want you to understand that the words you use become your truth. So if you're saying things like, I am blessed, I am abundant, I, you know, attract money effortlessly and easily, if you say those things to yourself, your actions are going to say that as well. So if you believe that money comes to you effortlessly and easily, then you're going to start working consistently in your business so that you can have that happen. But the words that we say to ourselves are so important. I really want you to understand this. Anyways, those were our 7 tips for today. I'm going to run through them very quickly. So first one is gratitude. I want you to be grateful for everything in your life because it's so important to be grateful. Number 2 is routines. These are what you fall back on when hard times happen. Number 3, money management. What gets measured gets managed. So open up some Excel spreadsheets, use a notebook, whatever it is that works for you, do it. Number 4 is networking. So you are who you surround yourself by. Your network is your net worth. So make sure to download LinkedIn, go to networking events, talk to people, meet new people, talk to people of different industries, just connect with more people. The more people you can connect with, the better off you will be. Number 5 is discipline over motivation. So if you, motivation goes up and down, but discipline is what keeps us consistent. Number 6, business or entrepreneurship, another way to bring in an extra income stream. This is going to help you to make more money over the long term. Number 7 is the way that you talk to yourself. So self-talk is super duper important. And I'd really encourage anyone listening to this today to practice some positive self-talk. So ask yourself what you're proud of yourself for. Ask yourself what things you love about yourself. Self-talk is so important. And this is going to help you to show up better when it comes to your money. Because if you're consistently telling yourself you suck at managing your money, you probably will continue to suck at managing your money. But if you say, I'm on a journey of becoming the best money manager ever, then you're gonna get there because you believe it. So those are our 7 tips for today. Next week, I'm going to do our next tips up to day 14. So I hope you're enjoying Money Month. These are my lessons for today. I hope you enjoyed. Just our Māori Millennia disclaimer, of course, none of this is financial advice. All of it is general in nature and for educational purposes only. Always get your advice from a qualified financial advisor, and that is not something that we do. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Like I said in the beginning, if you could share this with your whānau, share this online or send this to someone who you think it would help, I would really, really appreciate that. And also, if you're willing to take that next step when it comes to your money, if you're wanting to improve, you're wanting to develop, so all of these things that I've been talking about today, about gratitude, about routines, about money management, about business for sure, these are all topics that I talk about in my 12-week program called Te Tiriti Haukura. So Te Tiriti Haukura is about creating a new contract with yourself, because the only contract we have 100% control over is the one we have with ourselves. So in my course, I teach you the A to Z of all things money. So we go through money management. We also go through opening up your own business. There's a bit about investing as well. But the thing that I love most about it is that there's a Facebook page with everyone in our community on there so that you guys can connect, you guys can learn from each other. You guys can share the highs and the lows of the journey and yeah, just be one, because that is something that I love, is that we have a community of Māori talking about money in a positive way. I mean, we've got Māori talking about money in a negative way everywhere, but this is a special place because we can talk about it in a nice way. So I hope you would love to join me, because I'd love to be able to coach you through this. So I'm going to put the link for the program down in the description below. If you have any questions at all, send me a message, send me an email. Otherwise, that is us for today. I hope you enjoyed, and I will talk to you guys all again next week. Ka kite!